He can find the fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey. That was how he got his name. Hi there, friends. I'm Billy Johnson, your singing woodsman. Glad you could come this way up the trail. How about having a seat beside me here on this log under the old pine tree? Mighty pretty out here in the forest, isn't it? That's because we've kept fires from running wild through here. You know, we thought you might enjoy it, taking time out for a few moments of song and storytelling. Just across the trail there are those masters of song about America's great outdoors, the sons of the pioneers.
Let me ride on the trail.
On the trail in the hills of old Wyoming.
Where the coyotes wail.
Ooh.
In the gloaming. It's there that my heart's at home.
For it's there that my heart's at home.
In the night.
Wake with the song, wake with the sun, saddle to mend, cattle to tend, plenty to be done.
Let me live.
Well, sir, I promised you some songs and a bit of storytelling. Here's a little story. Not exactly a nice story, but I think you ought to know about it. This happened just a little while back in heavy timbered country. A forest fire running wild raced 14 miles, all in the early morning hours, through the timber and through a little logging town. It swept the sawmill that the folks depended upon for their living. It burned up logging trucks and destroyed a dozen or more homes. All the folks in town, nearly 1,000 of them, had to be evacuated. For 14 miles, that fire blazed a mile-wide strip of logged-off land and green timber. And do you know how the fire started? Someone went off and left a warming fire without putting it out. It could have been a youngster waiting for the school bus. Might have been a couple of early rising hunters. It could have been some loggers waiting for the ride to the job. Well, whoever left their warming fire without putting it out. What a terrible price to pay for carelessness. Land once green and productive, like the early day traveler found in the state of Illinois.
Way down upon the Wabash, such land was never known. If Adam had passed over it, the soil he'd surely own. He'd think it was the garden he played in when a boy, and straight pronounce it Eden in the state of Illinois. Then move your family westward, good health you will enjoy, and rise to wealth and honor in the state of Illinois. 'Twas here the Queen of Sheba came with Solomon of old, with a donkey load of spices, pomegranates, and fine gold. And when she saw this lovely land, her heart was filled with joy. Straightway she said, I'd like to be a queen in Illinois. Then move your family westward, good health you will enjoy, and rise to wealth and honor in the state of Illinois. She's bounded by the Wabash, the Ohio, and the lakes. She's crawfish in the swampy lands, the milksick and the shakes. But these are slight diversions, and take not from the joy of living in this garden land, the state of Illinois. Then move your family westward, good health you will enjoy, and rise to wealth and honor in the state of Illinois.
Of course, everybody loves his own state. Wonderful things in pretty land to be found in every state. All the more reason we've got to take care of them. I know what a temptation it is on a cold morning to start a little fire alongside the road to keep your hands and feet warm, waiting for the school bus or a ride or that hunting partner of yours. Now, in some states, it's against the law to even have a warming fire. And it would be a very good idea for you to check with your local fire warden or ranger on that. And certainly it's against the law in every state to go away and leave a burning fire. You want to say something on this subject, Lloyd?
All this talk about school buses, logging trucks, and the like reminds us of an early day form of travel, back when there was no smooth, fast highways and no airmail service. That was back in the days, as the records will show, when we had a lot less carelessness with fire than we seem to be having today. Of course, there were a lot less people around when the Pony Express was running with Bill Cody in the saddle.
In every corner of this world, they boast of men so bold. From Captain Blood and Mr. Mudd to England's kings of old. By every place I've ever been, they think their man's the best. But listen while I introduce a bold man from the West. A thunderbolt bust, and then a big cloud of dust, and out rides Cody of the Pony Express. Toting the mail beside him, he knows the trail to guide him, Cody of the Pony Express. Now the engines wait by the canyon's gate to take Bill by surprise, but they'll never beat the Mustang feet of the fastest horse alive. So over the rim, he's running, racing the wind, he's coming, Cody of the Pony Express.
I once saw Cody fight his way through 1,000 Indian braves, riding on a 2-ton buffalo's back, each jump dug an Indian's grave. Then he took a half hitch in a buffalo's tail, and he swung him around and around. Said, step up, coach, you wild galoots are mowing down.
A thunderbolt bust, and then a big cloud of dust, and out rides Cody of the Pony Express. Toting the mail beside him, he knows a trail to guide him, Cody of the Pony Express. Now the engines wait by the canyon's gate to take Bill by surprise, but they'll never beat the Mustang beat of the fastest horse alive. So over the rim, he's running, racing the wind, he's coming, Cody of the Pony Express. Cody of the Pony Express.
That Bill Cody, or Buffalo Bill as he is best known, sure got around. He was a real outdoors man and a great friend of the early day foresters. He knew how valuable our forests and rangelands were in the building of the nation. So he was in complete sympathy with the principles of forest conservation and with keeping our timber and grasslands free from wildfire. You can bet your life that when Bill Cody made a little fire to cook on or to warm himself, he took every precaution possible to keep that fire safe. And he put it out, dead out, when he was through with it. The days of Buffalo Bill are legend now, but the need for playing it safe with fire, especially warming fire, is even more important today. Let's face it, today there are more people using more products from forest and range. So we've just got to be extra careful. Think about this, will you? While we do a bit of traveling with the Sons of the Pioneers.
I'll hop up on my pony and I'll ride away down the trail to San Antone. I can see her standing waiting by the garden gate and she waits for me alone.
Through the plains and o'er the hills we'll ride, ride, ride. I won't rest until I have her by my side.
Roll on, little pony, let that old wind moan. I'm heading back to San Antonio, down the trail to San Antone.
I just received a letter from my gal in San Antone. It said that she would be my bride. I know she really loves me and her heart is true, so I guess I'd better take a ride.
I'll hop up on my pony and I'll ride away down the trail to San Antone. I can see her standing waiting by the garden gate and she waits for me alone.
Through the plains and o'er the hills we'll ride, ride, ride. I won't rest until I have her by my side.
Roll on, little pony, let that old wind moan. I'm heading back to San Antonio, down the trail to San Antone.
Well, would you look who's coming up the trail now? Big as life with his ranger's hat and shovel and all togged out in dungarees. He's the friend of all who love the outdoors. He's the popular candidate, the people's choice for support this year and every year. He's Smokey Bear with a special message for us.
Hello there, friends. Do you know that I'm the only candidate in the country that's completely nonpartisan? Yes, sir. I'm the only one who's qualified to get the support of youngsters as well as grown-ups. So all you folks who build a warming fire now and then, I need your help. No matter how young or old you are, I need your help in keeping that fire from running wild. Can I count on your support? I hope so. Well, I'll be seeing you.
And there he goes down the trail. Thank you, Smokey. Well, friends, I suppose it's time for you to head back down the trail, too. Thanks a lot for joining us under the old pine tree. You know, it's your own state forestry department, along with the United States Forest Service, and this station you're listening to that make these little outdoor get-togethers possible. Until we say hi to each other again, this is Billy Johnson, your singing woodsman, and those masters of outdoor songs, the Sons of the Pioneers, asking you to please keep in mind what Smokey Bear says. Remember, only we, you and I, can prevent forest, woods, and range fires.
Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and a growling and a sniffing the air. He can find the fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name.